Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show. With Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Billy Gray, Leonard Seuss's orchestra, the sportsman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, say, Eddie, I'm glad you're back from your bond tour. How was Chicago?
Oh, Chicago was wonderful. We broadcast from the naval exhibit there, and Harry, I saw all of our new weapons, new torpedoes, PT boats, landing craft, bombs, submarines. Believe me, Hitler isn't dead. He's hiding.
Well, look, Eddie. I understand that you made 12 speeches in 3 days.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but I just couldn't stand that Chicago wind.
Too much competition, huh?
Wait a minute. No, no kidding, Harry. The wind was so strong in Chicago, it knocked off my glasses and they broke. And what do you think happened?
What?
You know how nearsighted I am?
Yeah.
I kissed the mad Russian on the back of the neck and said to Nora Martin, why don't you get a shave?
Ollie, I don't believe that. I'm going to ask the kid.
Go ahead and ask him. Oh, Nora Martin, Linus Jones, come on in here, kid.
Say, Nora, did Eddie kiss you in Chicago?
I should say not. Nora was out with me every night. Weren't you, Nora?
Well, Leonard is right. He bought a big bag of gumdrops, black ones for him and red ones for me. Then he drove out in his car to a lonely road.
Yeah.
But it was so dark, we had to leave.
Leave? I don't understand. Leave why?
We couldn't tell the black ones from the red ones.
Am I glad I have girls?
Harry.
Yeah?
Did you hear the man who took your place in the program last Wednesday, you know, Joe Kelly?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I want to say, in all seriousness, he was just fair.
Harry, how can you talk that way about your pal, Joe Kelly? He's a wonderful guy. I had him to dinner every night in Chicago, the Chez Paris, the Pump Room, the Singapore.
Dinner every night, huh?
Why?
All right. Eddie Cantor, if you ever speak to me again, I'll never speak to you again.
What is this all of a sudden, Harry? What's the matter? What got into you?
Well, I've been your announcer for 5 years, and have you ever taken me out to dinner?
Harry, I didn't know you felt that
way. Well, now, stop. I never asked you to take me to those swell restaurants like Romanoff's or the Brown Derby. I'd be satisfied to go to Thrifty. With you.
All right, Harry, all right. So I took Joe Kelly to dinner a few times, so what?
Well, you could have been discreet. You didn't have to take him to Chicago's biggest restaurants where all my friends could see
him. Harry, please.
I'm not going to play second fiddle. You're not going to make another John's other wife out of me.
Harry, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. You're about the best friend the guy ever had. You're so faithful. You follow me around like a big Saint Bernard.
Yeah? Well, then why don't you ever take me to dinner?
You'd like one, too.
All right. So I'm quitting.
What are you... Quitting?
Quitting. You can go ahead and sign up Joe Kelly. See if I care. The big quiz kid. He's so smart, he knows everything. Go ahead, sign him. I hope some night when he gets to the part where he's supposed to say in starring Eddie Cantor, I hope he says...
You hope he says what?
Your real name.
You hope he says what?
Your real name.
How can you talk like that, Harry?
I talk like that. Goodbye, Quinter. I'm Canty. It's not going to be easy, you know, to explain this to my 6-week-old baby, Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr.
Will you stop acting so foolish? You're my radio announcer. The way you talk, you'd think we were married.
Married or not, I gave you a baby boy bearing your name.
Harry Von Zell, you didn't give him to me. You just named him after me.
Yeah? But you don't know what I went through making that decision.
What?
Now I'm going to change his name.
I'm through. Do you hear me? I'm finished. I'm going out and forget you and Joe Kelly. I'll find a job. Don't worry. There are other radio programs. My heart may be broken. My spirit may be crushed. But I'll carry on like Pagliacci. I'll laugh. Laugh.
What brought that on? Nora, Leonard. I've got to collect my thoughts. Let's make music, will you? I was walking down the street.
Down the street, down the street.
I met somebody who was mighty sweet.
Mighty fair to see.
I asked her, would she like to have a talk?
Have a talk?
Make with them talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight.
Dress up tonight, dress up tonight.
I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight.
Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in the top. The world needs to keep a knocking and a toast keep a rocking. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Got more kisses than a candy store.
Candy store, candy store.
Sweeter than I've ever had before. Still I keep on crying for more. And now the young man with his horn, Leonard Seuss. Somebody's auditioning for Bonzell already. Gee, those things get around fast, don't they?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is yours truly, Harry Bonzell. And although I am no longer associated with that owl-eyed, two-timing, double-crossing Eddie Cantor, whose right name I won't say here because it's only a half-hour program, I still feel responsible to my millions of friends. And if I can no longer be of any help to Cantor, I can be of help to you. So look, if you ever wake up in the morning feeling sluggish and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, take a glassful of sparkling sal hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then will bring quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need right away. You don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. You take sal hepatica the moment you need it and get quick, gentle relief. What's more, sal hepatica gives you this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Keep it handy in your home and in your place of business. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Gosh, with such a wonderful voice, I can't understand what made him quit this job.
Ask Joe Kelly, you jerk.
After all these years of wanting a boy, Harry names his son after me, and now he wants to change the kid's name. I wonder what he'll call him. Maybe Georgie Jessel von Jelt. Oh, no, no, no. You can't do that to an innocent baby, no. Call him Georgie Jessel, and in a month or so, he'll be wanting to get married. I gotta get Harry back somehow. I must find him. I wonder where von Jelt could be.
Well, this is the finest employment agency in California. What kind of work would you wish?
I'm not proud. Got a wife and baby.
What about digging ditches?
Nothing doing. I don't think the wife and baby are strong enough for that.
Hello, Mrs. Bonzel.
Why, Eddie Cantor, pull in your eyes and come on in.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
It's about Harry. He quit his job. Walked out on me. He even threatened to change Eddie Cantor Bonzel Jr.'s name.
If he's so interested in the baby, he should be home. It isn't the baby's name that needs changing. Uh-oh. It's 6:15. I want to listen to my favorite radio program.
But I'm here, Mrs. Bonzel, in person. Potatoes are cheaper.
Oh,
tomatoes are...
Folks, remember who makes this man in the street broadcast possible. For a real rest, sleep with a Resta, all-wool Indian blanket. We are fortunate to have with us one of the workers in our native blanket factory, a full-blooded Albuquerque Indian.
Ugh.
He is Chief Laughing Boy.
Me work for Resta Company. Make fine blanket. Resta Blanket. R-E-S-T-A, B-L-A-N-K-E-T, Resta, Blanket, Resta Blanket.
That's Harry.
That's all, Bonzel. Get going.
Well, get going? What about my salary? What do I get?
Oh, yes. Here's a blanket.
The man on the street with winter coming on.
Well, why did Harry quit you?
Oh, he got jealous because I treated Joe Kelly to a few dinners. Hard to believe, isn't it?
That you treated anyone to a few dinners? Yes.
Yes. No. No.
Oh, the baby.
Eddie Cantor Bonzel, Jr. Hello there, little fella. How is little Eddie today?
Go.
I bet you're wondering where your father is, too. What are you trying to say with that goo, goo?
Goo. Wonder why my old man doesn't come home. Maybe he's still mad at me on account of this morning. Mummy told him not to pick me up. What a guy. I can't understand him quitting his job. Now we'll have no money and my carriage will have to look back because it's not paid for. And my high chair will have to go back. That's not paid for. Holy smoke! I'm not paid for! I wish my old man didn't have a fight with Popeye so near Christmas. I sure played up to Popeye. When he'd pick me up and pat me on the back, even if I didn't have to, I'd burp anyway. He enjoyed it. He enjoyed it so much I used to throw in an extra burp. Uh-oh, here comes my mummy. Here I go again, over on my back, grab my leg. More talcum powder. That's Duff Stickle. I know if Duff Stickle around me, I'm going to giggle. I just know I'll... Wait a minute. What am I laughing at? That's not talcum. Mummy must have made a mistake. She sprinkled me with swan down cake flour. Cake flour. And my crib is right next to the radiator. I just know I'll break out in cupcakes.
Let's see. This is the right house. Don Wilson. I wonder if he gets along all right with Jack Benny. Oh, well. Gosh, I hope Mrs. Bonzo's hunch is right and Harry is here.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Hello, Don.
But I have such an enormous appetite, I can't stand to have guests for dinner.
Why, are you embarrassed?
No, but first thing you know, somebody asks you to pass the salt. You have to stop eating.
You should hang the salt from the ceiling in the yo-yo. Then you could stuff yourself without losing a stroke. You know what I mean?
That's a wonderful idea, Eddie. Now, come over for dinner tomorrow and we'll try it out.
Fine, Don. What time do you have dinner?
Oh, I eat every hour on the hour.
And what do you do between meals?
Supper!
Look, Don, I didn't come here for food. Mrs. Bonzel sent me. We're looking for Harry.
Well, Harry isn't here.
He's not her. Are you sure?
Well, it's a cinch. I haven't got him in my pocket.
No, but you could have him under your vest.
All right, come into the house and I'll unbutton my vest.
If you unbutton your vest, there won't be any room in the house. Look, anyway, Don, I've been all over town looking for Harry Bonzel. He walked out on me tonight.
Walked out on you? Eddie, how could Harry do that? You have a contract?
No, Don. You see, with me, it's just a handshake, and that's all there is to it.
You just shake hands?
Yes. Then I squeeze till I get what I want, and it's a deal. Don, look, until Harry comes back, do you think you could fill in sort of on...
Oh, now, Eddie, I wouldn't want to cut Bonzel's throat and take his job. Besides, I'm very happy working for Jack Benny on the Lucky Strike program.
Well, Jack doesn't pay you money, does he?
Listen, what do you think started the real cigarette shortage?
John Wilson, why don't you get smart? Come to work for me and make yourself some real Salapatica.
I'm sorry, Eddie, awfully sorry. If Harry Bonzel had reason to quit you, it wouldn't be right for me to take his job. I'd starve first.
But he didn't have reason. He was just jealous because I was in Chicago. I took our guest announcer, Joe Kelly, out to dinner. That's all.
Nevertheless, I couldn't take Harry's job. Like I told you before, I'd rather start. What'd you have for dinner, huh?
Oh, steak and chops and steak and everything. I took them to all the best restaurants.
Oh, well, Eddie, do you always take your announcers to dinner?
Yes, every hour on the hour, Don. Yes.
Well, Eddie, I'd like to work for you, but still I wouldn't want to cut Bonzel's throat by taking his job.
That's how you feel about it, huh?
Yes. Of course, if you'd like to cut his throat...
Yes?
Well, Eddie, let me put it this way. You're on the air Wednesday. I work for Benny Sunday. Monday, I do nothing. Tuesday, I do nothing. Wednesday, I do nothing but nothing.
Don, I'm almost sure we can get together on a deal. Although there's one thing about Bonzel I don't think you could ever replace. You see, all my life...
Oh, the telephone, Eddie. Pardon me while I run into the next room and answer it.
Go ahead, Don. If that guy can run, I've seen everything.
Hello? This is Don Wilson speaking.
Oh, hello, Don. This is Harry Bonzel. Hey, guess what? I just quit Eddie Cantor.
I know. He's here now.
Oh, at your house, huh? Probably asking you to take my job.
Yes, that's right.
What did you say?
What do you think?
Oh, well, gosh, Don, I don't know how to thank you.
Thank me, Harry? Well, you don't have to thank me. After all, if Jack Benny asked you to take my job, what would you say?
What do you think?
Well, Harry, I'm going to miss hearing you talk about Salapatica and Truchet.
Oh, Don, you mean you really listen to me?
Do I? Why, Harry, I've listened to you so much I know every word you say.
You do?
Sure. Use Truchet, the beforehand lotion.
Yeah?
Truchet, spelled T-R-U-S-H-A-Y.
That's good.
For women who put their hands in hot soapy water will find the Truchet, the beforehand lotion...
Help keep their hands...
Don't prompt me, Harry, I know it. Helps keep our hands soft, smooth, and lovely. So, ladies, if you want to keep your hands looking lovelier, smooth a little creamy Truchet on them before you do your soap and water jobs. Truchet's protection...
Truchet's beforehand protection.
Oh, all right, Harry. Truchet's beforehand protection will then help guard your hands from the rough drying effects of the hot, soapy water. So begin today to use Truchet. Well, there you are, Harry. Am I not a good friend of yours? Don't I know it word for word?
You know it too well to be a good friend of mine, Flubber.
Eddie! Oh, I'm here in the den, Don. I was just admiring all these Lucky Strike cigarettes you have. Gosh, there are so many here, a person couldn't even count them.
Yes, they could. There are exactly 670.
Want to bet? know you're a great announcer, but there are a couple of little sentimental things between Harry and me that I don't think you could ever replace. For instance, Harry and I are buddies. We used to always exchange Christmas presents.
Well, Eddie, I could arrange that.
And Harry used to drive me to rehearsals.
Well, I could arrange that, too.
And then, after years of wishing for a son to bear my name, Harry had a baby boy.
Well, if I see Harry, I'll tell him you were looking for him.
Mrs. Von Zell, I just came from Don Wilson's home. Harry is not there.
Well, I sent for the head of the Missing Persons Bureau. He's in the next room.
Come in. How do you do? Russian.
Yes?
Mrs. Von Zell sent for the head. Mrs. Von Zell sent for the head of the Bureau of Missing Persons. Why are you here?
I'm taking his place.
Why?
He's missing.
Do you think you can solve this case?
Most of course.
Yeah.
Just show me the body.
Body? Why, there's no one dead around here.
Let me hear you breathe.
Sorry, you had me fooled.
Oh, please, Mr. Russian, my husband is missing.
Don't worry, I'll find him. Just give me a clue.
My husband weighs 200 pounds and stands 5'10" in his stocking feet.
Good. That eliminates everybody wearing shoes.
Oh, Russian.
We're wasting time with him.
You're right. The Russian knows nothing about finding missing persons.
Ridiculous. Once the police were looking for a beautiful girl for 3 months.
Yes.
But they couldn't find her.
No.
And all the time, I knew where she was.
Then why didn't you let the police know?
Silly boy.
I'm very sorry. The Russian will never find Harry.
But I will. If you answer these important questions. Mrs. Vonzel.
Yes. Go on.
I must know every move Harry has made.
Yes.
Tell me exactly. What does your husband do around the house? Don't answer that question.
Answer it, Mrs. Von Zell. What did Harry do around here?
Well, he took care of the baby. Mm-hmm. He did the shopping, the cooking, the washing, the ironing.
I'll find him. And when I do...
Yes?
I'll marry him.
Find Harry?
No, I didn't. The Russian is looking for him. But I'm not worried. I'm Eddie Cantor. Who needs Von Zell? Who needs Von Zell?
Mr. Cantor, you'd better find Harry.
Leonard Seuss? I'm telling you, I'm Eddie Cantor. Who needs Von Zell?
But the sponsor phoned and said without Von Zell, they don't want you.
Oh. I'm Eddie Cantor who needs Von Zell. Play for me, Leonard. This may be the last time I sing.
There'll be a Yankee Christmas everywhere. There'll be a Yankee Christmas everywhere. From New Guinea to Nome, from China to Rome, a Yankee Christmas everywhere. There'll be a jubilation everywhere. There'll be the sound of carols in the air. There'll be snowflakes at sea, if only in dreams. And home, sweet home in every fair. Every garden overseas will be sharing Christmas pie and memories. Every care will depart when those jingle bells ring out in every heart. Wherever there's a liberated town, there'll be a G.I. Santa Claus around. He'll put under the tree a new victory for a Yankee Christmas all over the world.
Yes, and for every liberated town over there, there's a wart full of wounded Yanks over here.
fighting men in hospitals today who were on the firing line yesterday. And if there's to be a Yankee Christmas everywhere, let's see that the wounded heroes here get their share. We've already sent our packages to the boys overseas. Now will you join with me, with the American Legion, and with the department stores of America in making sure that every sick and wounded man in the service hospital is remembered. Make up a package and send it to your nearest American Legion post. Or if you purchase it in a department store, ask the clerk to deliver it. Come on, Americans. Let's give a gift to a Yank who gave.
Let's put under the tree, gift from you and me.
For a Yankee Christmas.
A Yankee Christmas. For
I didn't know how the sponsor felt about the whole thing. We've got to get hold of Bonzello, or we're all out of a job.
Gosh.
Oh, is it that bad?
Well, wait a minute. Eddie Cantor speaking.
Cantor, I had to call you right away.
Yes, Russian.
Has Bonzello got blonde hair, blue eyes, a beauty mark on the cheek, luscious red lips, and a dimple in the chin?
Russian, are you crazy?
Okay, Chief, just as I thought.
You see, honey, you'll have to come along with me.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you. This time next week, I may be through. I'm telling you just how I feel. Harry, come out wherever you are. Harry, you must come back. Will you be here next Wednesday, Harry? Will I be here next Wednesday? The people will be listening in to find out. Even if you're mad at me, Harry, you've got to remember the people. And remember the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion. Please come back, Harry. Wherever you are, Harry, call me, Harry. Call me Collect, Harry. I'll be at your house waiting for the call, Harry. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Come back,